The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Does it feel like eventually there's got to be several people out there who'd basically turn into Jack Nicholson from The Shining?
Yeah, I feel like that's me without the axe and the murdering.
There's an axe at my house.
Oh, I've got one too.
I haven't murdered anyone yet, but I've got the stuff to do it.
But I do feel like I'm imagining the bartender and sitting around drinking and talking to him all the time. So that's the first step. I have not typed out all work and no play 5,000 times.
I feel like every time you say you're going to work on Jesus 2, that's what you're going to end up with.
Probably so. Yeah, you know, it's just getting weird, I guess. You know, and when you don't have everything to occupy your mind, my mind goes into weird places to begin with, if you've ever read any of my fiction. So now it's just kind of going there on its own. So basically, I would say that if I were the cat, I would be worried. I mean, I wouldn't hurt the dogs or the wife, but if I snap, the cat's the first to go.
Okay.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number three. God, I love that song. And no, I would not hurt the cat. We cut out the part where I said that. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN.
I don't remember you saying that.
713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick. You can text the show. You know the number for that, 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you miss as we all slowly descend into madness. But there's some upbeat stuff. So all available on podcastarena.com, or at least will be shortly. But don't go listen to it until after you hear hour number three, because, you know, we want you to listen live. Couple things. There is another free poker tournament tonight that Jerry set up, which hopefully Nick will get involved in. I'm probably not playing tonight because I got really bored by the end of last night's when I realized, you know, I can't really win anything here, you know. That's always a challenge. I think you have the same problem. After a while, you're just like, okay, this is kind of getting boring now.
Yeah.
But people are enjoying it, and it's a nice escape. They're having fun. People have said a lot of nice things. Even people who usually, you know, text in really nasty stuff about us, we're being very complimentary. So if you want to play, just go to sportsmap.com and go to the gambling tab, and there's a whole thing on how you can join the club, and Jerry will approve you and get in and play for free tonight. He's got some money games going too. So, you know, we've got all that set up, and we're looking at a big weekend tournament that we're probably going to do. I'm going to talk to him about that in the morning and see if we can put that together. And, you know, talk about the sequel to Jesus. I think I'm going to finish it this weekend and make it available to people if they want it, because it's almost done. And, you know, it's one of those that people need stuff to do and want stuff to read. And I'm glad to hear people reading. And a lot of people wanted those short stories. And a lot of people want to know what happens next. So I'm pretty far along. And I think if I just go on lockdown for a couple days and just write, which is a hell of a lot more productive than drinking myself into a stupor all weekend and playing poker, then I'll have it done. And 409 asks, might be time to catch up on Bosch, new season in a couple weeks. I love that show. He's a detective in L.A., kind of an on-the-edge detective. And I love stuff like that. And that one's really good. There's one called Jack Taylor that I've been watching that's based in Ireland. And it features the guy who played, I'm blanking on his name in Game of Thrones, but the guy who was in love with Daenerys and got the grayscale. But he's
Jorah.
Really good in that. Yeah, Jorah, Sir Jorah Mormont. And, you know, I've always wanted to write a detective novel, so I want to kind of finish this And then Jermaine and I have been kind of kicking around the idea of a Houston-based detective who has a problem betting on the ponies, of course. Got to get gambling in there. And drinks way too much to the point where he can't remember half the stuff that he did the night before. And solves cases by getting stoned and talking to his dog, talking him through the case. So I'm going to start working on that next. So that's what I got going.
All right.
Yeah. I love good detective
stuff. You were further into the book than I thought.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, and what I'll do is I'll make it available the same way that we did the short stories. It'll just be a PDF file. And it'll be, you know, it's not going to have been through the editing process. It'll be, you know, it'll be pretty well edited because, you know, I kind of do that. But it'll be the same thing. So people have a PDF. I'm not going to, you know, if I try to put it through the whole publishing process, we're looking at the soonest it could be ready is September. And, you know, like I said, now's the time where people are actually wanting to read stuff. So yeah. I'll hopefully we'll get it together. I'd say I'm about 75% done with it. So that's something that I can knock out because I binge quite a bit when I start writing. So if I just decide when I get up Saturday morning, hey, I'm doing this all weekend, I'll be done with it by Sunday night. So.
All right. We'll get after it, man.
Things change, though. you never know what's going to come up, but. You know, like I said, I think if we do that poker tournament, I'd probably play that. But I kind of like the idea of just doing that and you know, try to find some normal stuff to keep your mind occupied. That's all. It's like tonight we're probably won't play the poker tournament because we pre-ordered steaks from the Maple Leaf. So we're going to go pick those up as soon as the show's over and actually sit down and have a nice steak dinner and, you know, try to make it a semi-date night. So. But knowing how our dates usually go, I'll be playing poker at 8.
My wife and I have a date with Arbar Trivia tonight.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, I think we may jump in on that next week. So
jump on it.
So what's your Astros question?
All right, so I was thinking about this with A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow being basically told that this year's, you know, is going to be their suspension. How much S would the Astros take if they hired those guys back?
Oh, a bunch. But
would it be worth
it? Yeah, it would be.
Because, I mean, you're talking about – you know what? I say this all the time. I think managers are it's an eminently overrated position in baseball. I mean, it's not something anybody could do. You've got to have a good baseball knowledge, certainly. But it's not like being a basketball coach or a football coach and having to like draw up a play and things like that. It's not as intense. But I think AJ Hinch is a good manager. I think he's good with his people. The players liked him. I think that he was a good manager. Jeff Luhnow, on the other hand, I think was probably the best GM in baseball. And guys like him, that's a guy that doesn't – they don't grow on trees. Now, would they want to come back? I don't know. But if I'm Jim Crane, I would seriously consider it. And I mean, you've already – you fired him, and it didn't do you any good. It didn't take any heat off the Astros. So if that's the case, I'd say – again, this is me saying if I were the Astros, I would have turned full heel. I'd hire him right back and then just say F you to everybody who's mad.
Yeah, I kind of thought – especially when they hired Dusty Baker, didn't it sort of feel like they were setting it up for that?
Like a temporary move.
Yeah, yeah. Now, some of the stuff that's come out about what may or may not have been said to Jim Crane might give me a little bit of a pause, but if it's me and my team, yeah. And I would bring Hinch back, and I would bring back Luhnow is like, you know, something else other than GM since you've got a GM, but I'd bring him back, sure.
Or fire that GM.
Yeah, well, it would be kind of hard if you don't really get to do anything this year because, but, you know, I don't know. The Ludo one seemed to be a lot worse with what came out, but I wouldn't give a rat's ass what other people think because they already have their opinions. Not hiring
and it's not changing.
It's not changing anyone's mind. No one's going to say, you know, oh, well, you know, the Astros are they did the right thing and all this stuff. And no, nobody's going to say that.
If they not bring taking them back, any just... heat off of them.
No, no. It basically, they will have served their time. And it's just like I say, if you go to prison for something and you serve your time and you get out, you deserve another chance. So, you know, this is I'd be fine with that. Hey, for Astros fans out there, I think the Astros are doing sort of some kind of a virtual gathering on Saturday. It kind of started out on Astros Twitter that a bunch of fans were going to get together, but I'm told that the Astros have gotten involved and like Blummer and all those guys are supposed to do it too. So if you follow the Astros, I'm sure they'll have information out about it. So if you're bored, I mean, and a lot of people are.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a weird world we live in, man, and it changed so fast. I mean,
indeed.
A month ago.
I know we talked yesterday about how we don't like April Fool's jokes, especially right now with all the serious stuff going on. Like, the last thing I need is people making jokes about coronavirus, April Fool's jokes or something like that. And then I found myself guilty of it yesterday. Because I told my kids that that the government had dictated that they were going to have to repeat the grades that they were in. They were none too pleased with that news.
Yeah.
My younger son was like, "This is just not fair."
Gosh, they've been around you their entire lives and they couldn't sniff that one out.
No. It's like we once told my son that he, my older son, who's like, I mean, he's a borderline genius, for his age, obviously. And we told him that he failed the star test and was going to have to redo the grade. Oh, you would have thought that the world ended. He couldn't believe it. But it was funny to us.
Did you see what Danny McBride did to his kids?
No.
He got them dressed and took them in the car to go to school. And then when he got there, he basically said, "You idiots, there's still a coronavirus on." And people did not find that funny. I think that's pretty damn funny, if you ask me. All right, we're going to take a break. 409 says, "Thank you, Fred, for Letterkenny. I sat on the couch and drank whiskey while I binge and laugh." Yeah, that show is sick funny. And, you know, it's I'm really disappointed because we were supposed – I think it was actually tonight was when they were going to be in town and do a live version of the show, which got postponed, so that sucks. But, yeah, if you like comedy, the first few episodes are hard to follow because they talk so damn fast. But once you figure it out, then it's really, really good. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm giving up all I want to do.
Set your clock and grab your jocks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. A couple people wanting to know more about the detective book. That's about as far as I've gotten. It's going to be called The Edo Murders, and it's going to be about a series of murders of young women leaving clubs in the area late at night, and the detective is trying to figure out who did it. So that's kind of the general concept. But, yeah, Jermaine and I are going to kind of work on it together. And should be fun, but we got to get Jesus out of the way first. Was the Astros thing what you were? I kind of lost you before Gym of the Day. You said you wanted to get to something. Was the Astros thing?
That was the Astros question. Yeah, I wanted to see if it was something that you would consider.
Okay. Well, we're in agreement on it. We need to find something we disagree on because that's, you know. Denny asking, do you think the Cirque du Soleil's tents at the racetrack have as many rats as the Astrodome by now? Astrodome has a long head start, so probably not. But yeah, that's a just a lot of stuff like that that's just sitting there right now. And yeah, the racetrack is basically completely shut down. You know, there's no simulcast wagering or anything like that. And you know, it's a lot of businesses being impacted right now. Can I do my Corona dumbasses of the day?
Sure.
I mean, we've already been through a bunch of them. But what's the last thing that you would want to do, I think, right now? Go on
a
cruise, right?
Oh, yeah, that second.
Well, apparently, bookings for 2021 have already gone up 9% in the last 30 days.
Well, yeah, because people are – you can get them so cheap.
Yeah, but, I mean, who knows in 2021 if this thing's going to be gone?
Yeah.
And it's nice and cheap until you get the Corona.
But the thing is, I think here's the deal. With the cruise thing, if the cruises still aren't running in 2021, you get your money back. No big deal, right?
Yeah, but what if they are running? Because some of them are still out there, even now, and the Rona hasn't gone away. Are you going to get on that thing?
I mean, I don't think they'll be able to run until they get it all cleared.
Well, no, there's still some doing it because, they're not. If I'm not mistaken, they don't have specific government rules, but there's still people out on cruises right now. There's one sitting off of Florida with a bunch of people on it that they won't let in. So I just don't think I'd want any part of that.
A lot of people are booking flights, too. Like
that's not a bad idea.
For 2021.
We're kind of... It's obviously pretty open-ended now as to whether or not we're even going to be able to get to Canada this summer. Probably guessing not. But, I mean, we could go Christmas and,
yeah,
you know, get that out of the way. But, yeah, that's a it's funny because this is where I would be looking for flights for the World Series of Poker and be looking for flights for Saskatchewan and get them booked and go. And, I don't think any of those things are happening this year, which which the good news is hopefully we get to keep working and, I don't need any damn time off right now. That's for sure.
Yeah. So the place that we stay on the Frio every summer, you have to make it you have to put your deposit down for the next year, like when you leave.
Yeah.
And obviously they're still holding out hope that, late May, early June, they'll be able to have people out there. But if not, they're basically saying your deposit's good for the next year during that week. Because, places like that, vacation rental places, they're not going to be able to give your money back that you put down that long ago because obviously the season's been garbage for them or will be garbage for them if they can't have people out there in the summertime. So we've been worrying about that. And then my kids, his baseball team's World Series tournament, that's in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, or Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That's they keep emailing us and saying, "Well, we're still planning on hosting this tournament." So, I mean, who knows how many of the teams that are qualified for it are going to actually be there? But they're still planning on doing it. So, pretty wild. Because nobody knows. Nobody knows what life's going to be like a month from now.
Yeah, I mean, it's already changed so much in the last month. That would suck for those kids because I know, you guys have been raising money for that trip and been talking about it for a while now. But, if it's one of those things where you can't do it, it's just, what do you do? All right, let's take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And you know, I may make a specs run this weekend and try out some of that Blackland that's been advertising with us. Because, you know, like to support Texas stuff and like to support advertisers. And I'd like to try them out, see what they're about.
Who's this?
The Blackland Distilling.
I got a bottle of their rye whiskey from Lance Zerline. He traded it to me for a case of Topo Chico. And and it is excellent.
So good trade?
Yeah, good trade.
All right, cool. I think I'm going to.
It was a full case, 24 bottles, not a 12-pack. This was a full 24-pack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a good deal.
That seems like a good deal for both sides.
Agreed. You know? There's good and bad people on both sides.
Did you see, I don't know if you saw this story, but, you know, people going around making, you know, trying to come up with coronavirus cures and things like that. Well,
like the Turkmenistan supreme leader?
Well, his cure is it doesn't exist.
Right.
Well, apparently
it's the best cure.
There was a rumor going around in Iran that if you drank methanol, it would cure coronavirus. And nearly 300 people are dead from it. Not the coronavirus.
Well, they were gonna, if they already had coronavirus, maybe they were going to die anyway. Let's look at it that way, right?
Yeah, and if we're hearing almost 300, I mean, Iran, we were talking about China yesterday. It's probably a lot more than that. So
probably.
Over 1,000 became ill after ingesting toxic methanol. Apparently,
that's not good.
The alcohol is banned there, so they have to rely on bootleggers. And, you know, they got some bad meth.
Imagine just smelling methanol and going, yeah, I'm going to drink this.
Yeah. No. I think I'm going to pass. But, you know, it's there's a lot of weird stuff going around out there. But, you know, I mean, let's not try to make, you know, let's not try to create stuff that's going to kill us. Rico said Crane can fire the current GM and say we weren't winning any games. The franchise didn't improve, so we're going to move on. I don't know if you can do it without playing any games, you know, but you could bring Luno back as, say, president or something.
Good. But, well, isn't the president Jim Crane's son now? They're not replacing him.
Well, that's true. Well, but see, I thought he'd basically taken Reed Ryan's job or
maybe so.
That into the business. But I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe he's over the whole thing. I'm not really sure how the how that whole thing works. We should ask Jerome about that when we have him on next week, because I know he does talk to Crane a lot. So he'll have some insight into it. But, yeah, I mean, there was a report out that they were thinking they could have baseball cranking up again as soon as a couple of weeks. And it's like, why do you guys keep leaking reports like this? Because the reality is that that's not happening. And trying to put time frames on things right now, you just can't. It's like the NBA wanting to try to find a way to continue. And you know, there's no way of knowing right now, you know, whether we're talking June before you can get stuff going again at the soonest. So,
yeah.
Bama Papa Joe says we've got 188 members now in the poker club. Says
nice.
Any news on the next tourney lasted 47th yesterday. There's another one tonight. We're doing, I think he's pretty much going to do a free roll. Well, it's not a free roll. It's just a free tournament every night at 8 o'clock. And then if you follow Jerry Bonos with a Z on Twitter, he'll let you know about the paid games too. So, you know, once we've worked out a bunch of the kinks now, and you know, the negative is it doesn't work on mobile. And believe it or not, I've had people complain that, oh, why couldn't you get something that worked on mobile? We both went through every conceivable site to find one that we could do this. So sorry that it's not on mobile, but other than that, you know, it works really well. And, you know, we can set up tournaments to do whatever we want. And, So far, so good. So, you know, appreciate you guys playing. Glad to give people something to do. And, you know, we'll just keep growing the club. And the one thing that is a bit of a problem, and if you're one of those people who've done this, please stop. It's like when Jerry sets up the paid tournaments, people just see the tournament in there and they go sign up, even though it's
right.
There's no way to keep them from doing it. So what we have to do is suspend their account and to get them out of the tournament. So if make sure that you read the – it's really simple. There's instructions on there that this is open to everybody or this is a private game that you have to pay for. Make sure you read that in the tournament lobby before you sign up for something that we're not it's going to wind up getting you suspended for. And then we can let you back, but it's just it's you know, we've tried to do things and explain them as basically as possible, and yet people still don't follow instructions. So we're doing what we can. Oh, do you have anything else you wanted to get to here? Because I just realized we got a Hoffman on Hollywood next, and then we're done.
And we're done for another episode down. And luckily, it looks like we figured out our technical difficulties.
Yeah, I finally figured out how to turn the volume all the way up on this thing. So the good news is I hear you just fine now. The bad news is
the bad
on
news
the break,
blowing your ears out.
Yeah, when we go to break. So that's why, fortunately, I have Nick text me when we have 30 seconds so I can jump back on. But yeah, it's really, really loud when the commercials are playing. So,
Nick, did you find the audio I sent you via text?
I just saw the text right now, so I'm going to get it for you right now.
Yeah, I've been during the breaks, and this is what unfortunately the presidential coronavirus updates happen every day while we're on air.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Like I basically spend my breaks watching and seeing what's being said. Which at this point, I'm not really sure who those updates are for, but I'm still drawn to it like a moth to a flame, like just to see what kind of crazy nonsense is going to be said every day. And today, the president decided to be overpowered by, like, someone was going to say crazier stuff than him today, and it's his son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Oh, and really?
I don't know who put this dude in charge of anything.
Well, yeah, you
but,
do.
Well, I don't know why they would put this dude in charge of anything. I can't imagine that. And I don't know what Ivanka sees in that guy. She's got money. You know, yeah. She's a hot chick. She could have done better than him. He's a dope. Nick, did you find it? Okay. I wanted to play some of the audio from his Jared Kushner. The two that I sent you. He is saying things that I don't even understand. Like, he's basically saying that the stockpile of ventilators and masks that went to the federal government was for the federal government, and he wasn't supposed to be he's like, I don't understand what the states, this is supposed to be our stockpile, so, and the states keep asking for it. It's like, wait a minute. If you're not giving it out to the states, who's it for? Is it for, like, only federal government employees? Is it for all the mailmen? What are we doing here? Okay, play that clip.
What triggers sending a ventilator from the national stockpile to a state? In other words, how sick does somebody have to be to get one of these national ventilators?
Well, that's not the issue that we're, that's not the criteria. You have the states basically putting in their requests, and they're giving us their utilization percentages. So it's a very simple formula. The states should know how many ventilators they have in their states. And by the way, some governors you speak to are senators, and they don't know what's in their state. You know, some governors I'll speak to, and they'll know to the number how many ventilators they have in their state, because that's the first thing a good manager will do. What a lot of the voters are seeing now is that when you elect somebody to be a mayor or a governor or a president, you're trying to think about who will be a competent manager during the time of crisis. This is a time of crisis, and you're seeing certain people are better managers than others. So What I would say is that the way that the federal government's trying to allocate it is they're trying to make sure, A, you have your data, right? Don't ask us for things when you know that when you don't know what you have in your own state. Just because you're scared, you ask your medical professionals, and they don't know. You have to take inventory of what you have in your own state, and then you have to be able to show that there's a real need. And so we pre-positioned a lot of things because most governors off the bat didn't know what they needed. But FEMA has a joint command with Admiral Polovchek, Admiral Giroir, and Pete Gaynor, where every couple hours when their requests come in, they evaluate the request, they all vote on the request, and then if there's something that they want to elevate to the task force, they bring it to the vice president to make a recommendation.
You have that other clip that I asked for, the same, and it's very similar to that. But, I mean, he's acting like he's the lunch lady and you're asking for an extra slice of pizza or something. These are people, like, I don't think people are just asking for ventilators and masks, like, to collect them at their house. Go ahead and play it, Nick.
And you have instances where in cities they're running out, but the state still has a stockpile. And the notion of the federal stockpile was it's supposed to be our stockpile. It's not supposed to be state stockpiles that they then use. So we're encouraging the states to make sure that they're assessing the needs. They're getting the data from their local situations and then trying to fill it with the supplies that we've given them. The same thing with the masks. So the N90 and...
Yeah, I don't get that, the idea behind this, behind there's a federal stockpile and that's supposed to be their stockpile, quote-unquote our stockpile. Who's us? Who's our that has this stockpile?
Military? I don't know. I mean,
maybe?
Yeah.
The whole thing just seems crazy to me.
The whole thing is crazy. I mean, everything that's happening right now is bizarre. There's no question.
Wow. It's very odd. I think what we saw, and especially with that first clip where he goes into, like, you're seeing in these elections, people need to vote for people who do this and do this, not people who do this and this. I think because, I won't even name names, but because politicians can't go out on the campaign trail right now, they're using this as a platform, almost as like a campaign rally.
Yeah, well, I've been... From the beginning, I've kind of said I hate how this is being politicized. And, you know, I just saw a Washington Post story that was the failing Washington Post as I was scrolling through Twitter. And basically the point of it was that states that were a little bit behind everybody else are all Republican states in terms of what lockdown measures. And it's like, okay, really? And, you know, the subhead is like, oh, thousands will die because of this. And it's like, really? I mean, you know, yeah, is it silly that Florida took as long as it did? Yes. But, I mean, you have to make it political. Oh, well, let's take a quick break. We come back, we'll have a little Hoffman on Hollywood, and that will wrap things up. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment to go, and the last segment on Thursday is always a little Hoffman on Hollywood, so let's do that.
Bob Barker, much like me. I always said that was my dream job, was to be Bob Barker. But he says his life is not in upheaval under the coronavirus quarantine because he's already skilled in the art of self-isolation. He says he's doing fine at home. He was already steering clear of others for his own health. So the normal for most folks is just another day for Bob Barker. He says isolation is way more strict due to the outbreak, though. His family was already barring people with colds from getting close to him. His immune system is not what it once was. And now no one is allowed over to the house aside from those in quarantine with him. Bob is 96 years old. They're making sure he eats and tends to all his medical needs. But so far, it's pretty much business as usual. They say there's one major change. He would normally watch sports at home. But now he's watching a lot of old movies, especially anything related to the military, because, of course, Bob was in the Navy himself. And if you remember last year, Bob slipped and fell at his home and was transported to the hospital twice in 2018 with back issues. But so far, so good in quarantine. Thank God the coronavirus has not taken our living legend, Bob Barker.
We need Bob Barker alive.
Absolutely we do. Good news, Fred. To raise money for coronavirus, Khaleesi is offering a date. 12 lucky people will get to eat dinner with the Khaleesi, Amelia Clark. Her charity that assists people recovering from brain injuries and strokes. They're now raising money for this coronavirus to help people recover from brain injuries at home in order to free up more beds. 12 donors will be randomly selected for a virtual dinner with Clark, so you don't have to be the biggest donor. But if you got $20 laying around, you're looking for a cause, yeah, maybe good time to throw your name in the hat. She's hoping to raise 250,000 pounds, which is $506,000 for SAMU. You could be one of 12 dudes, or ladies maybe, who has a chance to have a dinner date with the Khaleesi. Any interest?
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, that would be pretty cool, yeah. She seems like a really neat young woman just from, you know, reading interviews with her and stuff like that, you know. So, yeah, I'd be down.
Good news for you, Fred. I know you'll be excited about this. It looks like Rick and Morty will be back in May. Adult Swim has posted a nostalgic trailer, and it says the boys are back in town. Just when we were beginning to wonder when we get to see Rick and Morty again, Adult Swim released a Thin Lizzy back trailer for the second half of the fourth season of Rick and Morty. The other five episodes, like last time they had a long break, I guess it was years. But the next five episodes will begin airing on May 3rd. So I know you'll be excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be awesome because it was like a 2-year gap between season 3 and season 4 because their contract was up and they had to renegotiate the whole thing, and they agreed to 70 more episodes. So they still owe us 65, so the sooner the better.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about who should play Joe Exotic if they do a movie.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Exotic weighed in. And a lot of people have been saying Danny McBride, Dax Shepard, Edward Norton. But he's got a better idea. He thinks the right guy is Brad Pitt.
Okay.
He says, or David Spade. David Spade would be a good, he said Joe Dirt, who he called David Spade Joe Dirt. I don't think he knows his real name. But he believes that those are the best guys to play any actors in a future film adaptation. So Brad Pitt might be reaching a little bit, but that's what Joe Exotic himself thinks.
You know,
and then
that's not all that silly. Did you ever see California with Brad Pitt?
Yeah. That's a long time ago, though.
It is a long time ago, but yeah, if he could recreate that look as an older dude, that might work.
Yeah. You may not know this, but Doc Antle, Dr. Bhagavan Antle, has a relationship with Britney Spears. I don't think a sexual relationship, but at least they've worked together. He was a tiger tamer for her video, her MTV Video Music Awards performance. She did the I'm a Slave for You song, and her and her dancers were joined on stage with a series of wild animals, and in the background you can see Doc wrangling a live tiger. So far, Britney hasn't acknowledged the video or shared if she has been watching Tiger King, but Doc is known as one of the inspirations for Tiger King, Joe Exotic, and obviously there's been a lot of people who now are coming out, and like a lot of these celebrities who have dealt with tigers in the past have a relationship with either Doc or Joe Exotic or Carol Baskin, some of them multiple. There's also a picture of Britney at an award show right next to Carol Baskin. So Mike Tyson says Shaq has been involved. So lots of celebrities have a connection to the Tiger King show.
Oh, I bet it's a sexual relationship. That guy pulls everybody.
He gets it all.
Britney Spears.
You're right.
Yeah.
And that is another Corona edition of Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Good stuff. Been a fun show again today. And Nick, always great working with you, man. Appreciate you. And, you know, keep banging your lady. At least one of us is.
Great advice. I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, get in on that free poker tonight, man. You'll enjoy that.
Well, we got Jerry Bo filling in for Jason Braddock, so maybe he can tell us more about it.
Oh, okay. So are those guys broadcasting from home, or are they still having to come in?
From the studio.
Oh, cool. All right, well, I might I'll tune in on my way to go pick up my steaks so I can listen to those guys a little bit. But and AJ, tell people how they can get in on that trivia at our bar.
Yeah, it's through their Facebook page. So if you follow Arbar on Facebook, they do basically it's just for fun. I mean, it's a it'll kill an hour or two, but you can print out a sheet, an answer sheet, and you play online trivia just like you would at the bar.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's just like playing poker. I mean, it gives you something to do, and you know, hopefully you have some fun doing it. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Hoffman, as always. Great job, Nick. Pretty good job, me. We will do this again tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great night. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.